Well, I generally just get the feeling though that there's just the people today don't seem to feel that they have much effect in politics. You know, in the sense of it's all kind of out there and it's big industry or something. It's big government, you know, and
yet,
I don't really
you know,
care.
You really do. if you will get involved, mm-hmm. you really can make a difference in, you know, three or four people.
Mm.
Because the politicians, the only people they hear from are themselves, mm-hmm. unless someone like you or I will phone them up or write them a letter or get together with three or four more people and say, hey, you know, you just can't do that. You mm-hmm. just can't do it. It's dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they will listen to you, and they do pay attention to their mail. They get very, very hurt, you know, when they get letters of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And they could get 50 letters of praise, and they say, oh, that's nice, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but one letter of criticism, and it upsets them for days. Oh, yeah, and try and find out, you know, what did I do wrong? How can I fix that? How can I make that woman feel better? Oh, yeah.
Is
so
that right?
It does have an effect. It really does. You know, I learned, when was Rick born? 1957. And we lived in Vancouver then, and we lived just off Marine Drive between Fraser and Main Street on a little wee street, Buscombe Street, that was only a half a block long. And it was gravel, and it had, in fact, two houses on one side and one house on the other. That was Buscombe Street. And on the corner, like in other words, on Marine Drive, there was a place with the equivalent of about four lots. And we had heard, I guess we got a letter from the city saying that they were going to, someone had proposed putting some stores along there, with the fronts obviously facing Marine Drive and the rear of the store facing the side of my house, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My house and the one neighbor on the other side of the street. And I started thinking, you know, that's not going to be that great, because this is supposed to be residential. It isn't supposed to be commercial. And if you have these stores, then that means all the garbage is going to be at the back. And that's just not right. Why should this guy, and it was an American,
mm-hmm.
guy from Seattle, Weinberger. So I decided that I was going to do something about it. So I asked my two neighbors, you know, would you come with me to City Hall?
Mm-hmm.
You can go. And they said, sure. So I remember phoning the City Hall and disputing this, obviously with a letter. And they said, well, you can come down and appear before council and state your case. So we got babysitters, because two of us had these little babies, and away we went down to City Hall in Vancouver. So sure enough, this came up in the agenda. First council meeting I'd ever attended. And the acting mayor was Tom Alsbury. And so he said, now there's, Marine Drive and whatever it was, Buscombe Street, this proposal put forward by this Mr. Weinberger for these stores, da-da-da-da. And I understand there's a delegation here today who are opposed to it. And we didn't even know we had to choose a spokesman. So both Hilda and Shirley said, would you get up and speak? It's your idea. So I got up, and I can't remember what I said, but anyway, I said it was wrong, wrong, wrong. Anyway, they turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
The developer was sitting right behind us. And so I then, after losing him, his development, I said, would you mind giving us a ride home? Because you live out that way. Because he stayed there in the week and went down to Seattle on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, you have more nerve than I've ever seen. And I said, well, we have to get home to our babies. So he gave us a ride home. Yeah. And, of course, the stores never went in. But that was the first time I realized that, hey, the little guy really does have a chance. If there's something that's upsetting,
mm-hmm.
do something about it. That was a good lesson.
Yeah, well, you
went on to become a member of the Liberal Party and VBA and various things.
Affect the life and of political life of Burnaby.
Well, no, but it was a good lesson,
yeah,
that
really.
Everybody can make a difference. And I mean, this was one person. There happened to be three of us sitting there, but I mean, three women who knew nothing about civic business. And obviously the developer did. I mean, he knows what to do, but he lost.
Right.
Sure. So, good lesson.
Well, yeah,
can make a difference.
It was good they sided with you back then, too.
Well, yeah, it was very fortunate, but I suppose if they hadn't, then I would have been prepared to take it further, which might have taught me something more, eh?
Right. Who knows where you would? You may have been Prime Minister today if you'd gone on.
That's right, yeah.